and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I'm probably not going to be talking about Malifaux today, so you should be all right. I am joined again by Mr. Matt Spooner.
Hello.
And Mr. Lee Badrick.
Hello.
This could be called the Tractor Massive Podcast, couldn't it?
Well, quite right, too. We're better than anybody else.
Because we're a proper team.
I'm not going down that road.
And we stand out. We're the, one of the only ones that haven't gone for a black shirt.
I think we're the best looking team.
Well, we certainly are. We're certainly the oldest.
Yeah, that's true.
But Spoons, are we not the best looking team when you've got your kids at that weekend?
So funny.
Anyway, sorry.
We're certainly not Weebles when we've got, when he's not there. I'm going to get him a t-shirt that says, can we get him a new t-shirt that says Weeble on it?
We are going to buy him one for when he comes out and helps us for that wonderful company that we own, Mike.
What, bendyboards.co.uk?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to have to put on the back. Mm. The Weeble.
Can you change your Twitter handles, Matt,
no,
to Weeble?
I will not.
Oh, go on.
No.
And put a little Weebly picture.
No.
He doesn't need a Weebly picture. He just needs a picture of himself, normally.
So people are going to just say that you're picking on me again and that you shouldn't be so horrible to me.
That's right. You can out it in a
blog. You just bullies.
Right. So I read something on Twitter as a question today that I thought would make a good discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that I saw was, if you could do all that timey-wimey stuff that the doctor does, what would you do and what would you go back and tell your younger gaming self?
It doesn't make you go blind no matter how many times a day you do it.
That's not really related to gaming, is it?
Oh, right. Yeah, but that's what I tell myself. that's an interesting one.
Buy lots of Epic. Don't open it. Put it in the loft so you can make a fortune later on.
Or actually just use it, because we're going to end up playing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a valid point, because it's something that I know all three of us do, is think hard before you sell something.
Ah, see, that's my number one thing.
Yeah.
So I have to be quiet here because I can see stuff on my desk that I've just got out to put onto eBay or tweet about later.
Oh, absolutely. I've got stuff sat on mine at the moment that I just need to finish the basing on that'll be going onto eBay. And it's stuff I've had for a long time. But I've thought hard about it, but that's not always been the case previously. And I suppose the flip side to that is be less impulsive.
Don't buy so much in the first place.
Think before you click, before you buy. And that, I guess that's something that if you were talking to your younger gaming self back then would be careful of the internet. Back in the olden days where you had to like get a paper catalogue, which had to be mailed to you through the like old-fashioned post. If you were lucky, there'd be some line drawings, but potentially not pictures of the figures. And then you'd have to add it up and write out your order on a form and then send a check back to the company in the post and then
or
wait for
order.
A month before it turned up. You know, that was a lot. You made a lot fewer impulse buys back then. Well, I certainly made a lot fewer impulse buys back then than I do or have done since the kind of movement of the hobby onto the internet.
I never realised you were that much older than I am, Matt.
I've probably been wargaming a lot longer than you have, though.
Well, I don't know.
Bear in mind, all of the, I mean, because bear in mind, I do like proper wargaming, like historical stuff. Up your time. That was the historical wargaming scene. I remember going to my first Salute back in the mid 80s. And that's why back then things like Salute were massive, because it was potentially the one time a year you might actually get to see stuff before you bought it.
suppose. See, I was lucky. We had a local game store which I did part-time work in, and you know, in my hometown, so anything I ever wanted, I sort of got from there.
Mm.
But yeah, I suppose not sell stuff off so quickly.
Yeah, and like I say, the flip side to that is if you don't buy stuff so quickly, you probably ain't going to have the stuff to sell, because I still must have probably 20 aborted or half-started projects sitting in various boxes up in the war room. Some of which, you know, I will sell. Some of which I'm loath to sell because I still think I might get around to it. But I don't, you know, we are by nature kind of slightly flighty, magpie type people. Some worse than others, and you know, me and Mike are particularly guilty of that, I guess.
No.
Yes.
No.
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. What about you, Mike?
I would definitely tell myself not to sell stuff.
Mm.
There are two big regrets that I have for selling stuff.
Mm-hmm.
One is my Epic Orcs. When I moved to America, I sold them. They were all fully painted. You know, great gargants, slashers, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All fully painted. Conversions and all of this sort of stuff. And I sold them for pennies.
Yeah.
Because Epic was a dying game.
Mm. Well, so you thought.
It had no support, and there was nothing on the internet, because the internet, as people know it now, didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, there were two or three gaming websites. And so I gave it away. I regret that.
Yeah, because what are you painting at the moment?
Epic Orcs. And it certainly cost me a lot more to rebuy them than I sold the original lot for. And yet it's the same bloody figures.
Yeah.
But how many times have you done that through many different systems?
Not that many. The Epic one is the prime one.
Mm.
Because I never really got back into 40K, you see, after I sold my first edition 40K stuff.
Yeah.
So that wasn't so bad. The other thing that I would tell my younger self is don't get carried away when you see something new and shiny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes back to the moderation thing. But if you're going to buy into a game, try it out first before you go and try and get everything that there is for such a game.
Yeah.
And make sure.
The one other thing that I would say is don't be embarrassed about being a gamer. Don't hide the fact that you play with toy soldiers.
Mm.
See, that's something I've never really done. I've always had stuff on display. I've always had stuff around the house and whatnot.
Oh, I've had stuff around the house, etc. But I haven't necessarily told people that that's what I do in my hobby. And we do it, we still do it now. You know, if we go on a trip to York and we stop off at the Little Chef, what do we say we're doing?
Cruising for waitresses.
No, that's what you are doing. We don't say, oh, we're going to go and play Little Toy Soldiers with other sad people.
Mm.
We say we're on our way to a show or
something like that. Meeting up with some mates.
Meeting up with some friends.
Although we do get odd looks on the fact we're all sitting there in bright yellow T-shirts.
Yes.
Drinking hot chocolates with cream on top.
And spilling everything everywhere.
Just happened once. He's had more than one hot chocolate. I spilled things something once.
It's not an accurate sample size. It's not any of us three that drink the hot chocolate with marshmallows and whipped cream.
No, it's a little short, bald fella.
And a pink straw.
Yeah. Yep, little short, rapidly fattening up, bald fella.
He's tried to look like you, is he?
I think so. The goatee's just minutes away. But that's actually a pretty valid point. And it's something I've actually, for various reasons, and, you know, people that know who I am know some of the battles that I've had with some inner demons over the last couple of years. And part of that journey, which, you know, is a bit of a sickly term, but part of the journey is actually about being more open about how I feel about stuff and kind of emotionally honest with myself. So now I am, you know, I'm out and I'm proud. I'm a war gamer. I play with toy soldiers. I'm a geek. There is no way to make it sound cool. But if you think it's stupid, have a look at what you do on the weekends. I walk, you know, I work with people. Their idea of fun is to spend 3 hours walking around a park, whacking a little ball around. It's no more ridiculous than anything that we do.
Probably costs more as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's certainly something that bear in mind, I've been gaming for many, many years. That's something I've only really started being, you know, fully open and honest about in the last couple of years. Because I just don't care what people think anymore. And if people are going to think I'm sad, then, you know what, so be it. They're probably not wrong.
I was going to say, they're not wrong.
No, absolutely not.
You're just not sad for the reasons that of playing with toy soldiers. You're sad because, you know, you're short and fat and don't fall over.
Yeah. For me, the other key thing that I would say, and again, this comes from my kind of historical gaming background, is pick a bloody scale and stick with it. The amount of periods I've played in multiple scales and still have figures for, I mean, in fairness, when Pete came around and he looked up on my shelves and it says 10 mil World War II, 15 mil World War II, 20 mil World War II, 28 mil World War II, 6 mil World War II, none of which I'm bloody using at the moment. Pick a scale and stick with it.
Is that not just because you're not playing any World War II, though, Matt?
No, it's because I play something for a little bit and I go, ooh, new shiny, look. Or I could do it different in this scale. Or I don't always know what the thought process was that has ended me up with probably the same army but in a different scale. I guess some of that is about, I guess, and again, coming from the historical background, about the fact that many more of the rule sets are not tied to a figure manufacturer or a scale. So when a new set of rules comes out, it does lend itself open to playing a different game. Same period, but a different game at a different level. So, you know, anything from, you know, playing with a single squad of 10 men up to a division of, you know, the equivalent of hundreds of thousands of men and vehicles. But what you actually end up with is a buttloads of figures that you're probably not playing with. But don't sell them unless you've thought about it.
I see. It's a lot easier for me because I get told to sell them and that's it. Mm. I just have to make the decision then, which one do I want the most?
Mm. What, sex or figures?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something else, if there's anything else.
Read more. You'll tell you, Kickstarter is the tool of the devil.
Yes. Don't, yeah, there's a key, one I'd definitely like to go back a couple of years. Don't buy Sedition Wars.
yes. Everything looks good on the internet.
Yeah.
I think that would be the thing. Play it before you buy in. Play it before you buy in and make sure you've got someone to play with it against.
Yeah.
Because I've done it a couple of times where I've got into stuff thinking, yeah, that'll be good. All my mates will love it. And they all kind of look at you like you're some sort of bigger freak than normal.
Which is a difficult job for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's huge.
Yeah. Gargantuan freak.
What other advice would I give myself? Relic Knights will turn up.
Yeah.
It'll actually be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't sell the factions until you've seen them all.
Hmm.
Yeah, don't trade the big demony guys away to get ones for your that your daughter is interested in, and for her to turn around and go, well, I didn't really want you to do that, Daddy. So that you then have to get the big demony guys back again.
Yeah, it's the epic orcs all over again, isn't it?
It is really. At least these. At least they weren't painted.
And I guess the other thing would be find like-minded people to play with. You don't have to play with dicks.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's right. That's right. I mean, the other thing, and I don't know whether I would tell myself this or not, is don't take it so personally.
Mm.
There was certainly a period of time when I was heavily involved with the community or previous communities where I would take the criticism of what we were doing as TOs personally.
Yeah.
You know, why are you doing it like that? That's a stupid idea. Why don't you do it this way? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What I've learned, and maybe I wouldn't know that if I hadn't learned it. Mm. But what I've learned is that people can always complain about something.
Yeah.
The correct response is, if you don't like it, don't either A, don't come, or B, don't come and put on your own event that is how you want it to be.
Yeah.
And then be prepared for people to say, why are you doing it like that? Why don't you do it like this?
Mm.
I suppose the one other thing that might happen is go back a couple of years and say, don't start playing Malifaux. Don't start playing Malifaux, because you'll just get sucked in and be back to organising stuff that you said that you had got out of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know Conrad and I have had this discussion in the past that we got out of organising Warhammer events and got away from that scene, and then Conrad got out of being one of the movers and shakers in the War Machine community.
Yeah.
And then we got sucked right back in again.
Yeah. But then that's what happens when you're doing something you love.
That's true. That's true. What else can I do? Don't invest in that bendy boards thing.
Oh, cheers.
Pay somebody to clean the lens. Yeah, if I could go back, I might tell myself. What else would I tell myself? I don't know. I think that's probably it. I can't think of anything else.
Would you tell yourself anything about Games Workshop?
Probably not. Other than, you know, stop playing. We don't like the rules anymore, really. And that's kind of what I've done.
The thing is, with something like Games Workshop and stuff, I mean, it's brought so many people into the hobby.
Yeah.
And it could have just been that I was blind at the time and I didn't know any of these other games were out there other than GW when I first started.
Mm.
But I know it took me an awful long time to get out of GW stuff and try some.
Yeah. I was quite lucky because we started with GW, but very early on found that there was a historical club nearby. So I was very early into a fact of, oh, what do you mean? I don't have to spend £2 on a figure. I can buy one for 30p. I found that fairly early on, which is probably why I don't have to go back to younger self to point that out any earlier than I already found it. I'd probably say drink less, eat healthy, and get more exercise.
Yeah, but no offence. If someone your size and lack of height turned up to the younger version of you, which just has more hair and slimmer, and said that, what would it think?
Well, if I was fully aware in a Spock talking to Spock kind of way that it's my older self from the future coming back, I would take a look at myself and be like, Jesus, you fat knacker. You're probably right. But God, you've still got a load of sex appeal. It's probably what I would think.
Oh dear.
That's really?
Yes. I've got it going on. You've got eyes, you've seen me.
Yeah,
yeah,
unfortunately.
That's why I'm asking the question.
All right. But that's kind of it really. I mean what did I start playing? I just have been started gaming when I was probably about 14 or 15. So I'm rapidly coming up on 30 years worth of wargaming properly with like proper figures. I mean, we started with like bits of paper for Warhammer first edition. But I guess, you know, properly buying figures started when I was about 14 or 15. So rapidly coming up on 30 years. There's not many things that I really would change. You know, a few purchases here and there that I wouldn't make and a few that I wish I had made. But the biggest thing is more about the people, and it's about appreciate the people that are around you.
Yeah.
Which I do now, but that's, you know, that's a life lesson that sometimes you don't realise until later on in life.
Appreciate how great I am.
No, that's not where I was going with that one.
Oh.
Although I do. I don't need to tell my younger self that, because you tell the older me that a lot.
I'm just trying to justify my meaningless existence.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, well. And on that Oppenheimer-like note, I think we'll go. I am death. I am the destroyer of worlds. Or something like that.
I am become death, I believe, isn't it?
I think it is I am become death, yeah. Anyway, until the next time, I've been Mike.
Yes, I'm the destroyer of kebabs. I've been Matt. And he's the destroyer of MDF.
The laser!
Anyway. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're @fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.